All right, so get ready because today we are going deep into the world of Japanese language learning.
Ooh.
With Nihongo Kontepe.
Okay.
I bet you've heard of it.
I have, yeah. It seems like it's pretty popular.
Yeah, and you know what? All of you listeners out there, you guys sent us a ton of stuff to look at, like reviews, forum discussions.
Wow.
Even like a little preview of Tepe's book.
Oh, cool.
On Amazon Japan.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
there
are a lot to
a lot of places to look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's just jump right into it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Why is this podcast such a hit with learners?
Yeah, like what's the secret sauce here?
Well, the first thing that struck me was like,
okay,
whoa, this guy like pumps out content.
Oh, really?
He's got podcasts for like every level.
Wow.
From like the newbies all the way up to the people tackling the JLPT exams.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like the Japanese language proficiency test.
Right.
He's got...
So like from the very, very beginning to like pretty advanced.
Yeah. And then he's got like sleep learning stories.
What?
Like I don't even know what that is, but it sounds...
That's interesting.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
Bizarre tales.
Right.
He's even got a series with like a... of... virtual cat, a VTuber, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I mean, this guy is all over the place.
It's like a whole, like you said, he's just pumping out content. Like, it's a factory over there.
Yeah, and he's got different formats for everything. It's really quite amazing.
So it seems like variety is like a big part of this. Like, there's something there for everyone.
And you know what else?
What?
He even has AI-generated transcripts for his podcasts.
Oh, wow.
So for the people who want to like see it as they're listening.
Yeah, follow along.
I mean, it's really quite incredible.
Yeah, very thorough.
Yeah, very thorough. But let's move away from the content for a second. Look at what people are actually saying about the podcasts.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm really interested in.
Yeah.
What are people saying?
So in the reviews, particularly for like the beginner and intermediate levels, one word kept popping up and it was...
What's that?
Accessible.
Accessible.
Yeah. Like people were saying that this is very easy to get into.
Right.
And I think that makes sense, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you're just starting out, like you kind of need someone to be like, you know, speaking clearly, slowly, not afraid to repeat things.
Yeah.
You know, and it sounds like he does a good job of that.
Yeah. They were really praising him for that.
Okay. Yeah. So like he's holding your hand?
Yeah. And it's like he's holding your hand.
Yeah.
And it must be really encouraging
for
new learners who are just starting out.
Right. Because it can be really intimidating.
Yeah. Super intimidating.
Especially with Japanese.
But it's not just about being easy to understand.
Okay.
It's something else.
Okay.
What's fascinating to me is that he's making things clear.
Yeah.
But he's not like dumbing down the language.
Right.
Like he's... I don't know how he does it, but he's found this balance.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't want to feel like you're being talked down to.
No.
But you also need someone to, like, you know, explain it in a way.
In a way that you can understand.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So he's got that balance.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we've got the variety. We've got the accessibility.
Uh-huh.
But here's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
When I was reading through all this feedback, it was really clear that people love this guy's personality.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they talk about his humor, his kindness, his quirky way of explaining things. It's like, so it's not just about the information.
Yeah.
It's about him.
It's about him.
Interesting.
It really is, yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, they've developed this connection with him.
Oh, wow.
Just through listening.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. In the world of language learning, which can be very isolating.
Right.
To have this person
who
you feel like you know.
Yeah.
That's got to be valuable.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it makes the process feel less like a chore.
Yeah.
And more like you've got someone there with you.
Like a friend?
Yeah, like a friend.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay, so we've got the content.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the accessibility, and we've got the personality.
The personality.
So what else is there?
I don't know, but we're about to find out.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so it's like they're all part of this big Nihongo Kontepe fan club.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah, but...
Like they all know him personally in a way.
Right, and let's dig a little deeper into like what makes this personality so magnetic.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of the reviews mention his bizarre stories. And
Mm-hmm.
like the way he can make even like
Yeah.
the most mundane grammar points sound entertaining.
Right. Like he makes it fun
Yeah.
somehow.
Do you remember that one where he compares Japanese particles to
The what?
different types of underwear?
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
I mean,
Who thinks of
who
that?
thinks of that?
That's amazing.
It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, it's very creative.
And speaking of not typical, you actually found some information on Tepe's book,
Oh yeah.
Yoroshiku Onegai Shi Mammoth.
She Mammoth, yeah.
What is that all about?
Well, so it's a collection of essays,
Okay.
and from what I saw on the Amazon Japan preview, it's seems to have that same like quirky, engaging style
Really?
as his podcasts. Yeah,
So
so
if you like the
you
podcast.
like the book, and you want to read, you'll probably like the book. Yeah.
That's cool. So you can like get your grammar fix
Yeah.
and a good chuckle at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's amazing how he's built this whole world around his teaching.
Right.
But you know,
Yeah.
not everyone is totally on board with the Tepe train.
Oh,
Some
okay.
of the forum discussions we have here,
Yeah.
particularly from like the people aiming for the higher levels of the JLPT,
Okay.
you know, like the serious Japanese language whizzes.
Right.
They wonder if focusing on just one person's style is enough
Oh, okay.
to achieve true fluency.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like anything else, right? Like,
Yeah.
you might have a favorite band,
Yeah.
but you probably wouldn't want to just listen to them exclusively.
Right.
You need to like broaden
Yeah.
your horizons, your musical palette. So
Yeah.
maybe it's the same with language.
Like you need to be exposed to
Yeah, you
the
need to be exposed to different
different voices.
voices, different accents,
Yeah.
different ways of speaking to
Yeah.
really master it. Yeah.
So maybe Tepe's podcast is like the gateway drug
The gateway.
to the world of Japanese.
I like that.
It gets you hooked,
Huh.
builds your confidence,
Yeah.
and then sets you free to explore on your own.
Puts you free. Yeah, I like that analogy. I think
Yeah.
that's a good way to put it.
It's not the final destination,
Right.
but a fantastic starting point,
Yeah.
especially for the people who
Yeah.
struggle with motivation
Right.
or get overwhelmed
Or just, yeah.
by traditional
By
methods.
the traditional methods.
And, you know, let's not forget
Yeah.
the sheer volume of content that this guy has created.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like his original podcast has over 700 episodes,
700. Wow.
700, and then there's the Z series,
Oh, right. The Z
which
series.
is already over 125.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And you know, it's interesting. This sheer quantity might actually contribute to his effectiveness.
Really?
Think about it.
Okay.
With that much listening under their belt,
Yeah.
his audience has basically absorbed Tepe's
Yeah.
unique speech patterns and vocabulary.
Yeah.
They've attuned their ears to his.
Right, to his specific style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Making it easier for them to understand and process Japanese in general.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's like
It's like training your ear.
training your ear to a specific dialect.
Yeah, to a specific. Yeah, exactly.
And let's be honest,
Yeah.
it wouldn't be nearly as effective if it wasn't so darn entertaining.
That's true. I mean, you got to keep people
Come
engaged.
on,
The guy raps about numbers.
he does, it's great.
He does. It's amazing.
Yeah, he's found a way to make it fun.
Yeah.
Which is, like you said, honestly, half the battle. You know,
Yeah.
he takes a subject that can be so
Interrupt.
dry and daunting for a lot of people.
And he just turns it into something engaging and hilarious.
Yeah, and he brings this
Yeah.
infectious passion
Yeah, the passion
to
for
the
the table.
table.
Yeah. That's what makes him stand out, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. He's like, hey, learning a language doesn't have to be a chore. It can be an adventure. And people are eating it up.
Yeah, they are. They're buying his books.
Yeah, subscribing to the podcast.
Supporting him on Patreon.
Supporting on Patreon. It's
Yeah.
like a whole community has sprung up.
It's a whole community
Yeah.
centered around this guy.
Centered around learning Japanese with Tepe.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It really is. It really is.
And you know, that sense of community
Okay.
really makes a difference,
It does.
especially when you're learning something new.
Yeah, it's like a built-in support system.
Yeah, like you're not alone, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah.
You've got people there with you.
All right, so we've explored Tepe's massive content library,
Right.
his knack for making things accessible, and of course, that infectious personality that
Yeah.
has learners hooked.
Yeah.
What does this all mean
Okay.
for someone out there
Yeah.
who's thinking about dipping their toes into the world of Japanese?
Yeah, good question.
What do they need to know about all this?
Well, I mean, I think it's clear that Nihongo Kontepe offers like a really fantastic foundation.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a beginner or like an intermediate learner.
Okay.
You know, he's got those clear explanations, the fun stories, that engaging personality. It can make, you know, those initial steps of learning Japanese so much less intimidating.
Right, right.
But you know, we wouldn't be doing our job here if we didn't talk about the elephant in the room.
Or should we say
or the mammoth in the room.
A mammoth. Ha ha.
Yeah.
You're talking about the tepe bubble.
The tepe bubble, yeah.
Like, is it enough to just listen to tepe?
Right. Or do you need to, like, branch out eventually?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's like anything else. Yeah. While tepe can definitely help you build your confidence and even, like, reach a certain level of fluency, there's a whole world of Japanese out there.
Right.
Beyond just his style.
Beyond his style.
Yeah. Like, think about different accents.
Yeah.
Regional dialects. Mm. Formal versus informal speech patterns.
Yeah. It's like learning to cook, right?
Ooh. Yeah. Good one.
Tepe might teach you the basics, like how to chop vegetables.
Okay.
Boil water.
Right.
But eventually, you're going to want to experiment with different cuisines.
You want to try different things.
Yeah, flavors.
Technique.
To become like a well-rounded chef.
Yeah, to be a versatile chef.
A versatile chef, yeah.
So that's really the key takeaway here.
I think so, yeah.
Nihongo Kontepe is this phenomenal springboard.
Yes.
Especially for beginners.
Yeah, yeah.
But as you progress on your language learning journey,
don't be afraid to step outside the comfort zone.
Right, yeah.
And embrace all the...
Embrace the variety.
Yeah, embrace the diversity.
The richness of it all.
Of the Japanese language.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
There we go.
The Nihongo Kontepe phenomenon, decoded.
Decoded.
Remember, the deep dive gives you the knowledge.
That's right.
But it's your journey.
Yes.
Choose your own adventure.
Choose your own adventure.
Happy learning.
Happy learning, everyone.